The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel and a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. The Gospel of the Lord. This night, we enter into an event of cosmic significance. The fulfillment of the plan of God from the beginning. When we recognize in the beginning life and light were created, then darkness and confusion came into the universe. But with the birth of this child, now life and light are born unto the world. When in the beginning the stars and the galaxies and the cosmos was created, all things were created good. But we know some of the stars fell from their skies. The dragon waved his tail, and Satan and the demons followed. In that great cosmic battle that encompasses all of time, the dragon brings about chaos, confusion, and is still alive today in our lives, with questions and confusions and darkness. But we know the dragon does not conquer. The dragon who seeks to devour the child does not vanquish that child. The child does live. Life does find a way in the Lord. Light does overcome the darkness. we know the end of the story. And we see the great event marking the beginning of our triumph here tonight, with the proclamation of the angels, the light that was once taken from the universe is now restored. And we can recognize with a greater magnitude the light now in contrast to the darkness, as light and life is born unto us. It's a message, a note, a story, history, that can enter into our hearts and overcome the darkness and the confusion in our hearts, to recognize and meditate on this child born for us, that the angels adore, that Mother Mary cradles close to her, that Joseph wonders about, that shepherds come to seek, and wise men from afar go on pilgrimage to give gifts to. This is the restoration of creation, the beginning of a new way, the foundations of the new heaven and the new earth. It's a call to us today to take hold of the peace of the Lord, not to live in continual doubts and anxiety about the near future with the pandemic or things to come, or complexities or government impositions or whatever comes upon us, but to live in the hope of the child, the hope of Mother Mary, the hope of Joseph, to listen to the songs of the angels and believe like the shepherds. Let us then too seek to go to Bethlehem this night, to see the wonders that the Lord has proclaimed through the mouth of angels, to see and believe that light has overcome the darkness, to recognize the cosmic battle before us, to recognize that the little child wins the battle. The mother of the child is protected, even as the dragon seeks to devour her child. And the angels rejoice, knowing the end of the story. We then can find ourselves in that story, to find ourselves with the shepherds, find ourselves rejoicing with the angels, find ourselves walking in hope with Joseph and Mary through difficulties and trials, the joy of seeing life born unto us, and hold that light close to us in this night, not letting the darkness encompass us, not letting the confusion and the anxiety pound upon us, but to let that child to be born within us, in our hearts, that we too may become like a vessel unto the Lord, a vessel bringing the presence of Christ, light, and hope to others. This is the message of Christmas. This is the message of Jesus Christ, a child born unto us. This is the message of the angels. Let us then rejoice with them. A child is born unto us. Life and light has conquered, and we rejoice in that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.